Revolution. House baby.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with that. See, you think of the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
Your hair is being handled by this.
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
please,
me.
Then you're what I'm talking
every chance
about.
You get, you every minute. You will keep
you
your radio, you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation
very funny.
Around
very
our
funny.
Ears.
You're listening to...
All right, all right, all right. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and wow, what a hardcore week we've had this weekend and this past few days. I'm really ready to just kind of wind it down, really, but I do know I can't do that quite yet. We've got a couple more days to go here. And I don't know. I'm kind of annoyed here. I've got the window open to the studio because I want to see if I can get a clear view on this. I still got the spy car outside of my window. It's my studio. I don't know if anybody's got any of those special. Any special connections or any of those databases, but I am here in Poland, and I've got this spy car out here with the Stingray equipment in it. Zero, actually it might be an O, OB54937. I can't tell from here if that's actual Polish plate or not. But it's a little blue car, and that's just a little something for the people here. I'm really, I'm not going to just be documenting stuff myself. I'm going to be making everything I go through public. Very, very public. Just so you feds can understand that I mean business. Now, I know we've had a spiritual leader, Atari Mitchell, on the show last night and night before. And I'm glad for those of you callers who kind of stayed to the subject, as much as you could. But, you know, we got the few calls where it's just you get that cliche question. I'm glad he answered that question. You know, how can you believe in a God that will put somebody in hell for an eternity? That's not love. And the first thing that came to mind, and he actually voiced it as I was thinking it, there are pedophiles out there. There are people, listen, there are people in this world whom, because of their very existence and their inability to get out of other people's existence, you know, mind their own businesses, these people change other people. They rape, steal, and kill in the name of national security. I'm sorry, but there's nothing threatening my security but that. There's nothing threatening my soul, my mental well-being, but that. You know, I really wish the day I figure out which of these NSA, CIA feds put me in this targeting program, that's it for them. Finish. Finito. done. Lord, have mercy on their friends and their families. They're done. Now, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, just in case you didn't get that at the beginning of the show. What I say is hardcore, and it's from the heart. What's left of it anyways? All right? Yes, there are some people that deserve to burn. And they are gonna burn. I'm gonna see to it personally. And that's just a fact. So for new people out there, Pollyanna, you know, the curtains are down over your eyes. And hey, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. That's fine. If you've never had someone put something aside you, take your woman under false pretenses, or kill your son through various means, creating manslaughter, great for you. Good for you. Maybe you don't believe that your government can do a false flag operation and kill 3,000 people in the middle of New York. Maybe you don't believe that. That's fine. You can be Pollyanna. Because I'm not any better than any of you. If none of this stuff had happened to me, I would be working two jobs, taking care of children that aren't mine, and totally being a simp and a cuck to somebody I shouldn't probably even be with. But, you know, I would have been a total slave to the system, not being aware of anything. But it was their very own intervention into my life, which has lost them the control they went in to get. That's where I'm fortunate. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I do believe we have Dr. Kelly on the line here with us. Dr. Kelly?
Yeah, I'm here to pop in and cheer you up with a little good news. There was a healthy, happy young man in the post office, and he was on his way to Croatia, and the government will put him up in the quarantine hotel suite for the 2 weeks. And I was hoping that other people might be having at least a decent outcome to their travels or travails. And maybe we can get the year, make, and model of the little Corvette Stingray, and maybe the vehicle identification number to do a little more research on.
Well, I think I might do that today because I have to go see a doctor anyhow. I love Europe. The way things are situated, where things are located. You know, you have these large residential buildings and businesses below. So I literally wouldn't have to leave my studio for anything. I can live here forever. The building next door I speak about is my doctor's office. Down on the other end of the building, I have a corner store and a dentist office. And directly across the street is a grocery store. So it's like, why can't America copy this this style? I mean, they say, oh, there's too many people on the planet. There's too many people on the planet. Well, if you go to America and see how everything is spread out, everything's zoned out, it's like the skinny kid trying to cover every area on the couch and saying, you can't sit down. Everybody over here is thick, happy, and clumped up together. We still have our privacy. Europe is small. Europe is tiny. You ever get a European car? Yeah, these things are tiny. But they get the job done.
And it's always the kid with the, boniest butt that wants to barge the scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, I think I might go ahead and get all that detailed information today. I don't think these people understand that I'm not messing around. I don't know. I think... actually, I've been hearing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. They've actually taken advantage of this, like, of a couple of individuals. And there's a few people out there, I found a distaste for within my little realm here of independent media. And they've gotten to them, fed them a whole bunch of lies, and they're trying to get it spread as humanly possible. Like I'm some sort of child trafficking gangster who's involved in a lot of shootings. That's the last thing I've heard. Yeah, because the rumor keeps mutating. I'm monitoring it as it moves along. But apparently I'm responsible for some mass shootings. And probably, you know, information been taken out of context for my interviews because I was an on-shelf shooter for the NSA. I was to be a mass shooter. But have I ever shot and killed anyone? No. I broke their program. I broke the mind control program. So, but anyways, it's a whole lot of, you know, anything you can accuse a person of, it's said at this point. And it's kind of cute. It doesn't really matter to me. It's such a small group of people. Their audiences are even smaller. And it's just like, I don't know. Kind of feel bad for them. Because I've actually offered a lot of opportunities to people within their tiny networks, which nobody knows, and those people are being threatened for just talking to me. It's like, wow. So, I don't know. These people do their little dirt. And once again, I think it's hilarious. Because it doesn't really... All that does is cull the people who I know or wouldn't know, wouldn't be loyal, or is easily swayed, and would have been a problem for me sometime in the future. So as many of these people can pluck and cull, they're doing my job for me, because that's what I'm supposed to be doing for my network. And they just, I don't know, the heavy hand doesn't understand being delicate, you know? So, yeah, a lot of work's being done for me. I don't mind. That's a lot of stress off of me. As of right now, I've got about 30 hosts to bring to TLB TV. And I'm a little bit, I have to see where I can cut time here, where I can cut time there. That means I'm going to start working weekends again. And just to review material and just to get the TV network going. I know we're going to start pre-recording shows here next week. So I'm all excited about that. I have to shave again. No more Grizzly Adams. So, looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to having a variety of people, and that's what's going to be very important. People with different ways of looking at things, because again, I'm a man of science, and we had a religious leader on the show the past couple nights, and lo and behold, you know, the phone lines almost broke. The boards were full. I didn't have to run through that many calls before and just cut everybody off. Usually we have time to let everybody talk and go, you know, to full question mode, full interview mode, but we just didn't have time. So I'm going to afford the opportunity to my audience to be able to reach this man at any time that they can when he comes on the show. I want to try to get him on once a week. I don't see any problem with that. So if you guys want that, let me know. And we will get on to it. So, I don't know. Enough talking about myself. What's going on with you, Dr. Kelly?
I just wanted to, no Delilahs, no haircuts, you know, go full Samson or go home.
Oh, I'm not cutting my long hair. No. My long locks, they're not going anywhere. I'm just going to clean up my face a little bit.
Right on. I heard, I don't know if it's true, I heard that Kevlar, like the motorcycle defender jeans, provide a degree of shielding against the targeting. And I think that the facial hair blocks the facial recognition, hopefully, you know, to some degree. And, you know, just other ways to block. And I was going to say in Pig Latin, a tato pay in the ipe pay, you know, potato in the tailpipe, but Pig Latin style in that car. Stick a big old potato in there, and then they won't be able to fire it up when they move it. You know, it'll be all vapor locked.
Well, there you go. Well, yeah, we definitely... the one thing I preach always is counter surveillance. If you are going to be surveillancing us, we need to have counter surveillance. As they're watching us move, we need to have somebody watching them move. I know that is a lot of why I'm able to do what I'm able to do, is the counter surveillance. I have the flashlight on their hands and showing people what they're doing. I got some court stuff I got to deal with here pretty soon. I'm just going to lay it out on the table for the judge and see if she'll make the right choice, because I'm willing to do some things that, well, she'll be known as an embarrassment and a very corrupt person for harassing someone like me over something entirely trivial and illegal. I see, the thing with these programs is that they'll hit you with something to again, take your resources, and then they don't monitor a situation after that too much. They think it's just going to happen the way it's supposed to happen. So, in this, I'll sum it up here very quickly. Oh, actually, we're on a commercial break. I'll talk about that when we come back. I didn't know. Time flies by so fast on this program. So on the other side of this break, I'm going to let you guys know how I'm going to remove yet another judge.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
So, before the break there, I gave you a little teaser about this other legal situation that I'm not in, but I'm involved with. Now, some of you have heard me talk about this before, and I'm going to give you an update. And Dr. Kelly, I don't think you ever heard me talk about this, but so being a target individual, number one thing the system does is try to target your assets, your money, your resources, the place you live, your job. They want to take all that and sweep that from underneath your feet. And they'll do so by, they'll try to make it as legal as soon as possible, but if it's illegal, they don't care, because if you're a target individual, you're so small, nobody's going to care. So, in this case, since coming here to Europe, we've had help from people, obviously. Someone very close to us on our staff was hit with had money stolen directly from her bank account by an insurance company. Okay? Straight out, which is illegal. It's a felony that's not being addressed in the courts right now. Illegal, a large sum of money, and all because this person was supposedly responsible for an accident, which she obviously was not. She was a victim. She was injured, actually. She was the least at fault person. Now, this person was assaulted, which is what caused the injuries. Now, we're here in court, okay? In court, and this thing's being stretched out. I'm telling you, I've had to tell the lawyer what to do several times because, again, being the guy that oversees things, you know, I know Black's Law. I mean, and there's some things that are obvious too. So this lawyer screwing around, soaking up a paycheck once a month, okay, is screwing around. I'm having to tell him, no, that's wrong. You can do this legally. Go and do it. Go do it now. Me, a Black American, teaching this post-lawyer law. Several times I've had to tell him, go back in that courtroom and do this and do that. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, I know I'm right. I've finally convinced the victim here to get a different lawyer. And yes, the new lawyer has spotted all the same things I spotted, spot the corruption, and is willing to take over the case. Now, it's a done deal. It's a done case because the person who might say it was the assaulter to the victim came into court and admitted attempted murder. Not that that means anything. It should be a done case. Done case. Right there. Okay? Admit it to. Now we have, oh, but there's a signature in the ambulance by the said person. And it's spelled within the male version of the name and not in her handwriting. The forensics guy said this. Case suspended for 6 months. Now, same guy comes back and says, yes, it's her handwriting. Now, I don't know how they had to harass this guy or pay him off. I don't know what they had to do. But it's obvious that they did something. And now they're ready to proceed with the case. I'm gonna have to tell the judge what's really going on. Now, the situation has changed greatly. I'm not just a guy with a pool of, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, however many thousands of listeners. By this time, or I'm sorry, by the end of January, I'm going to have an audience 100 million large. After CLB TV and other things start up, I'm no longer the small fish that they think I am. I'm just underground right now because that's where I have to be. I'm underground, but I'm going to let them know everything's going to be documented. All this corruption. But I already got a few lawyers saying everything's corrupt. I'm going to make as big a deal out of this as I can and make an example out of these people. But anyways, we're going to come back on the other side of the break. And I'll try to wrap the story up as fast as I can.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, Great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Now I'm your host, V. Now I know I'm meandering a bit with the story here. I didn't want it to take so long. It's but like I said, that's just the update with the situation. Is that we've got lawyers spotting the corruption. We've got four lawyers now saying that this case should have been closed a long time ago. After the admittance fault by someone else, but the insurance company wants to keep this money and then have the system stick us for this lawyer. And see, the dumb thing about it is, you want to know how stupid these people are? They thought they were going to get into my money for this stuff. They thought they were going to get And to the victim's money for the stuff. But that's not the case. The money to fight this is not coming out of our pockets. We've got donors for that. We've got some benefactors fronting this bill. And we don't have to pay it back. See, It's sort of like they don't understand. Because I know everything that they do, I am not in their game of hyper game theory. They're in mine. Now, while this thing is not hurting me financially, not hurting the victim financially, what is it hurting? It's hurting them because I will have confirmed evidence to publish, to talk about, to take to a higher court for a counter lawsuit. That's what they're doing. They're hurt. It's I'm the anomaly here in the Matrix. You know, the laws of physics that you people use don't apply to me. That's why I put my hand up when you're firing bullets. Yeah, I can stop your bullets. Imagine that. I'll send them right back at you. People, you have no idea how powerful counter-surveillance will make you. Learn what these criminal scumbags with badges do. Watch these cops. Yeah, watch them. You want to be citizens on patrol? Stop watching other people and watch the police. Watch these feds. There should be no such thing as a secret agent. Every person that comes off the compound of Langley or Fort Meade or the NSA, every person, we should have a snapshot of every person that comes in and out of that place. Okay? I'm telling you, the power of counter-surveillance is awesome. Things will no longer apply to you once you learn the game. So, yeah, I didn't mean for the whole show to... I can rage on these people anytime I like. I usually do, but it's... this is for you people. This is for you to understand so that you cannot be victims of the system. Okay. It's very important to me that because as I'm fighting, this is improvement for you guys. These idiots have been playing by this playbook for so long, they have lost the ability to innovate. The only innovation there has been is the expeditement of their procedures via the internet, via computers. That's it. That's the only thing that's changed. They've been persecuting and frauding people the same way for 100 years, 100 years plus. These intelligence, quote-unquote, agencies. These agencies were not created to spy on other countries. That's just how they got their practice. They're created to spy on you, to control you. I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Dr. Kelly?
I'll give you the inside view. This is how I can picture it going down. That wonderful woman that does the announcing for your show, marching in there in front of 12 of your judges at your trial by jury and letting people know whose property is whose and having her say, that's my property, pointing at you, my friend, and saying, are you a public servant, judge? Yes or no? Okay, now that we've established that, she's just a woman, apparently, this one. Mm-hmm. She has right to look at the chick's property, to describe it, to discuss it, to photograph it, to surveil it, because a public servant is our employee, and they have no rights. And you're, you know, a pretty fine piece of property, as is, you know, as is for the others. And so just going straight up common law, it's all about property, and it's all your property. Whatever you say is your property is your property. Your body, your sense of well-being, your peace, your privacy, your life, your liberty, you know, the perfect law of liberty. I can stop right there.
Well, I mean, what these people don't understand is, coming after, yeah. What they don't want to understand is that, I mean, the game is lost. They understand that I have mastered their stuff. There's nothing new underneath their tree that I'm not prepared for. They have, last time, they got into my money, even. Oh, well, okay. That's unfortunate. I'll get it back. And when I did get it back, some time later, I bought a studio. So it's like trying to stop a tsunami. Build your wall, but you're just going to make it more powerful when that thing breaks. When it breaks, you can try to jump on a grenade and stop the explosion, which I hope they keep doing, really, because it's killing them. It's killing them. They're not going to move me. The place where I'm at is owned. I don't have nobody bothering me for any rent. I'm not going to be moved. My studio, bought and paid for. It's owned. He's not going to move me. Food? It's just, I mean, I... listen. Give me 50 American dollars. I'm good for a month. Living here in Poland.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay? What I heard. Because all of these cool Armenian students wanted me to go to medical school with them, and a bunch of them were like, yeah, we need to go to medical school in the Dominican Republic and, you know, get this MD degree too, and they were so fun. Man, I couldn't get a word in edgewise around these people. I just felt like, you know, family with them, and it was so cool. You know, they're just like, we're going to go do this and get this other degree, and you know, we're going to work it from both ends, and I was like, awesome. And so the other cool thing I learned how to do is to investigate the government. And so people, by serving, if you're in California still or if you're in Nevada, wake up your grand jury and learn how to investigate your government and be that little watchdog, not the chihuahua, but like, you know, the pity, the Roddy, you know, like the serious boxer, dog, and get in there and shine the spotlight on it, and don't go to the criminal that's doing the wrong. Go way over their head, way to the top, let's say, politician that you can trust on the food chain, if you have one, but don't go directly to the face of the criminal, because they've got a vested interest. Go to your 12 judges, your trial by jury, and handle business. And don't take anything sitting down. They call the witness stand the location where the witness goes. And the cool thing about being a doctor is you learn how to order people around for what's good for them, and specific for them. And having served as a public servant and a doctor, I'm able to see it from, you know, the whole big picture and paint the good picture and do what works, because it's all broken. It's all so dysfunctional, and they're just waiting for man or woman to come in there and run the show and carry the day. That's Carl Lentz is the best teacher, and when things are followed in a pure form and not mixed together, it doesn't explode. It works out well. It takes me two minutes. No, he does it in 2 seconds. It takes me 2 minutes. I'm super hardly, you know, super studying it and learning. And I'm grateful that I came across, you know, this man did it in England, Canada, and here. And I'm grateful to have had conversations. I mean, that guy talked all night while he went from Virginia to New York City to get a passport about a year ago. Talked all night, does these shows, talks all night till 7 in the morning. That's the man.
Well, and I want to add to what you said there. When you are going over people's heads, make sure you got a big flashlight shining down, because people will try to come at you. it's like, what's that SCP monster that as soon as you take, it's a frozen statue, but as soon as you take your eyes off of it, it teleports near you and kills you. No, keep a spotlight on these people as you're going up over their heads, because that'll tie their hands. That is a big part of it. And you know, it's time for an Inquisition. what was it? 14th century? 16th century? No. I forget what it was. It's time for a Spanish-style Inquisition. Seriously. I'm into saving some souls. I really would like to administer some pain until these people confess. And I know, what was it? Homeland Security bought a whole bunch of guillotines. I think it's time to put them into use in the public hands. Because it's just, it's just where it needs to go. I don't know. What was the words of ODB? Let's see. ODB said, if you want me to control this F and show, give me what I want and more. hey, I can say that because I'm that far over their heads. It's time. I've given people ample opportunity to pay restitution. But at this point, it's looking like they're not going to wise up and pay that restitution. So I'm going to have to do my own judge, jury, and executing to get justice. I'm well ready for that. I've got powerful enough allies. I've got business partners, they're not going to be scared away, because they're a conglomerate of people in the same position I'm in. They're not going to be able to be talked to. We're not in this for a negotiation, because we don't negotiate with terrorists. We demand our justice, and that's exactly what we're going to have. I'm glad I'm leading the charge, because I got all the dirt on you. More dirt than anybody else. So CIA, NSA, FBI, take note. Don't say you weren't warned.
Yeah, you little oath breachers.
Exactly. So we're going to have the after show here in about 10 minutes. For those of you who would like to call in with your own stories of corruption or anything like that, or just ask questions, have comments, please call in. Phone number 800-313-9443. Again, that phone number is 800-313-9443. I think we're taking a break.
From garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I know last night we had Wayne Morin Jr. on as well. He's over there in that area where there's California, where there's a big fire. We lost him last night, and I've not been able to get back in contact with him at all. I'm a little worried, guys. So if you would like, I don't know, call, Napa County Studios, TV, Napa County TV, Napa Valley TV. I don't know why I haven't remembered this yet. Memorizes. They're my newest partners, and I guess these things take a minute to actually sink in. But yeah, that would be something right there. Get another TV station relay to be burned down. I don't think that'd be a coincidence. I don't know. We'll have to see, guys. I just don't know. So, pray for Wayne Warren Jr. And make sure that, well, I'm going to make sure. I don't know. I can't track him down. That worries the hell out of me. Earlier, before I moved from Oroville, California, they tried burning down my place twice. Funny story that is. I don't think I've ever talked about that on the air. We might get a chance to hear that story on the after show here. If you want to continue on listening in, and of course, if you want to call in, phone number, once again, is 800-313-9443. That's a toll-free number, of course. And let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you want to talk about, and we'll talk about it. See if I can administer a double dosage of truth to you. Along here with the doctor, Dr. Kelly. All right. Yeah, so this has been another episode of the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, B. And remember, in the land of surveillance, man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.